what do you call them, early closers and pushers?
Mid-pack.
Okay, they've used those terms. But this does not mean mid-pack. You don't do it with lengths, with position calls. You do it with lengths. And the program you have delineates the running style of the horse for you. If you have the engine, it does it now. And when you get the cage in, it will also do it. You can believe these designations on your KGN engine more than you can believe your eyeball scrutiny of the race. They are correct because they are adapted from our algorithms and not from public concepts of what's early, mid-pack, or closer. And we have another reading, although it doesn't come up on the variant, which is late, which is extreme sustain. That'd be SX, so to speak. Now, where do we come next? We have the dream race. The dream race is that from which we make our variant in energy, and from part of which is involved in synergism, Bob Purdy will explain to you. The dream race is the best possible three fractions that you could be derived from the pace lines that you've entered. So you have one horse who can close in with a whole lot of energy left over or a whole lot of velocity, more than normal. And you have the dream first fraction, which is the best first fraction anybody could run, and the dream second fraction, which is the best run by that. That is what causes the variant, not the surface of the track. It is the mix and match of the horses in the race. 80%, 20%. You can chalk up the surface, and you can see that by looking at the daily variant, which we all know is worth 0.08 per point of variant, exactly half a length. Nothing wrong with those terms, is there? They're kind of fun. I've got people at the track going, come on, sustained pace, come on, sustained pace, come on. People look at it, come on, factor X, come on, factor X. And we do have X. X is a very, very potent weapon as a corollary, as to breaking ties. How well do they do in the others related to how well they did with X? If at your track you find your top three X are winning most of the races, and especially your top three are winning in correlation with EXTC, one of the EXTC readouts, you just find that out, and that helps you make a much more sophisticated model. This factor X is the best corollary there is. We kept it, and people said it doesn't work. And it does work. Hugh Moll published it in 1976, I guess. And it's still working. But you don't use it all by itself. It's a corollary. We spell that out for you. Now I want to get to the goodies. We have the MUV. MUV is matchup variegate. You want to write that down? I won't have to write it down if you do. If you don't know that already. It's the matchup variegate, and it includes, but is not totally limited to, the horse's position at the second call. The difference between the zero MUV, which is the dream race MUV, and the succeeding numbers from the other horses is very important. You will find at your track, let's say at your track, somebody who's doing it properly, 1.75 is too far, or 1.75 is where you draw a line. Anything under 1.75 has never won at your track at that distance. That's what you did, isn't it, Duke?
I don't keep all the records anymore.
Yeah, when you get to be a real winner like he is, these things are secondary, but this is the road to winning. So we also know that if the variegate, which the variegate mirror means the coloration of the race, the shading of the race. How is it shaded? Is it shaded early? Is it shaded presser? Is it shaded early presser? Is it shaded sustained, or is it shaded late? It's the mix and match produce the shading of the race. I suppose that if you read Dr. Quirin, that would be race shape. But ours is more specific. The variegate tells you, providing you've entered the correct horses, made the correct usage of the mechanism in the program, the variegate tells you how the race is going to run. Now, you can put a little readout there. How the race is going to be run. Now, it isn't very good prettier than how the race is going to run. If you use race shape, that would be stealing the term from queer, and that wouldn't be nice. So variegate is a perfect word for this. And believe me, you know who thought it up? Anoki. Jim Bradshaw came up with the word variegate. He got himself one of those big thesauruses or something. And he found that variegate just suited the thing perfectly. So the variegation of the race, if it variegates early, this horse must be able to go wire to wire to win. Now, is that any question? That's a very important thing to know if you don't already know it. Anybody? Does that help you? Must go wire to wire. Now, what would indicate to you that a horse could not go wire to wire? Okay? He's number one early. Maybe he's number one presser. But let's say he starts dropping off right there. You know, now you know he can't go wire. Unless he suddenly comes number one sustained, which you will never find. Then he goes maybe three and late four. And his X, reflecting this, would be maybe four. That is a readout that cannot go wire to wire. Sometimes they'll come up fives in here. But if he can't go wire to wire, how do you confirm this now? You say, well, that may work at his track, but in my track, it says early, all they have to have is number one early. Now, there are some tracks like that. Fairmont Park, Mr. Steve George's track, is an example. It sure is not an example of this track. This track, the stretch is pretty long, but it seems twice as long if you're betting on the horse in the lead, believe me. You know, it's like, yeah, you need some sand. They have to put sand on all those cables so you can put your head in them.
Are you saying the back runners are running at what?
I'm saying that the early horses are having difficulty hanging on.
Early speed is not holding up.
Well, not early speed. We don't. There's no such thing as early pace. Early pace, unless it is accompanied by a sufficient sustained pace, is not holding up, and even then by a nose. And we had more noses than necks yesterday. And
Could you define X again?
Certainly. All right. X is very good because X eliminates the second fraction, which is a vital fraction on its own. But it eliminates it. How well does a horse do in the first stage of the race and the final stage of the race combined? So a good X at this track would be mandatory.
Is that comparable to the old FW?
No, factor W is early plus third fraction. FX was factor X, yeah. It's still a factor X. Yes, sir.
Factor X, can you use that in any distance race, or do you define it from, say, a mile or a sprint?
It has proved far more viable in velocity, in sprints and mile. In energy, it is applicable at all distances.
How is your second fraction in velocity higher than your first? Do you use the second fraction rather than the first with the last fraction?
Oh, no, not for X. X is a fixed 1 plus 3. First fraction plus last fraction.
In the yellow phase or Dick Schmidt's, what he wrote in the beginning quote,
if it was wrong, it was Dick. If it was right, it was me. Oh, yes, but that's not factor X. If he said that, no, he shouldn't have. No, factor X is always and always will be 1 plus 3. Because it shows you how a horse handled the early stages of the race and the late stages of the race. And if he comes up. Second and third is hidden energy.
There is a reference to that in the yellow manual. It says that in the second fraction it's faster.
In the original, we had some tracks. Okay, yeah. We don't do that anymore. That was what we did, and it didn't change X. What we did was move the second fraction to be the first fraction if it was faster than the first. You don't need to do that anymore. It had esoteric value, but teaching it was more difficult than ignoring it, and it got about the same results. So in the first yellow manual, I thought people were much smarter than they are about handicap. And I thought everybody knew all this stuff, and I'd have to come up with something really superior. And I found out that I was far out, and I thought I was way in because the people weren't ready for it. That's the big problem, is just saying I'm ready for it. Heck with this other stuff.
I thought you were saying that the
I am, really. But I'm a very nice, very gentle sadist. I don't take your vital organs. But it really isn't that difficult. Now that you've read it, don't you hate it? Hey, this is not the one they sent me. I must have got a new one.
You're right, Doc. It pops up after 3 years. It pops up.
Yeah. It shouldn't take, we'd hope it wouldn't take that long now, but you were a pioneer. And as a pioneer, you're alone out there, and any little deviation. But see, the reason you got the method is because you were winning with what you had before, losing with what you had before. If you did it for any other reason, you're crazy. So that other stuff didn't work. I knew that. I'd had 32 felons clawing at me, all of whom they were guilty of crimes anyway. The murder wouldn't have been too much more to worry him. So I had to win, believe me. You think two horses is derived from an intellectual basis? No way. Two horses is a way to stave off those convicts, so we had a better chance of winning. And then I found out after the fact that it had statistical merit, not just to save my life. So that's X, and X is a great corollary because it gives you how the horse balances his energy yield. Now hidden, which goes in right here, hidden is a vital factor because hidden is a second and third fraction. Now you have to use some sense. You can't. Now if somebody was saying, why don't you just use hidden? Or somebody told me that all they use is hidden. Well, they're going to lose a lot of races. If a horse gets a sufficient lead, if he's got 35.8 and the next one has 34.2 or something in the first fraction, this horse has got such a substantial lead here that he doesn't have to have a lot large hidden. Look at the degree of early that a horse has over the field. If it's very slight, then the race is dependent on hidden. Now, the second fraction on your, we call it the matchup. And we have 1, 2, 3. People say, what does that 1, 2, 3 mean? Well, it means first, second, and third fraction, period. It does not mean second call. It does not mean halfway between anything or else. It just means the first, second, and third fraction. This is called by us as turn time. And now that is being used as a generic by other people. They figure, well, heck, well, they tell me, we're not stealing, we're riding on the shoulders of a giant. But by gosh, I was on seminars with some of these people who now are riding on the shoulders of, and they didn't believe it worked. Oh, come on. Yes, sir.
What are you calling turn time?
Second fraction is turn time. Okay. When you see a horse dying, a horse with a big lead, and he starts dying on the turn, don't, unless you're a track that'll allow for that, like Fairmont Park, determine it by your track. Theoretically, universally, any horse that starts dying on the turn, that's the far turn, and starts being overtaken there, will not suddenly speed up, except in maiden races. Maidens will do that. They'll loaf on the turn and then have a good third fraction. But in winning races, turn time is vital, especially if the first fraction is highly contested. The horse that may be behind here and takes over on the turn, and he goes on. If he dies on the turn, and that's all he's got, and he goes to pot here, that's turn time is meaningless. But if the horse starts moving on the turn and sustains it through the third fraction, this is a dynamite call. Because most people do not see the second fraction. You know what the hidden fractions are, the second and the third. How many people at the track that you meet, who you shouldn't be hanging out with, don't subtract the first call from the second? Most of them do not. They have no idea what turn time is. Therefore, a lot of people are now catching on to the third fraction. They can subtract the second call from the final call and get third fraction. Or if you made a big move there, look at that stretch gain or whatever. They think about that, but they do not think about the second fraction. They don't know how to get it. I have spent 4 hours at my first seminar trying to explain to people that the second fraction and the second call were not the same. I was in Louisiana. And they weren't too much smarter in California. turn time is the hidden fraction. The remaining fraction open to us alone and those who have stolen it, but have never really told them how to use it. And a horse that dies on the turn, as opposed to a horse that holds back in the first fraction and starts moving on the turn, sustains it through the third fraction, is a dynamite horse, especially in sprints and miles. In routes, it's very important, but it's not key because it's the shortest distance in all routes except a mile. So if they start moving on the turn in a route race and sustain it, that's just as strong as in a sprint. But overall, its sprint viability is 60% greater than routes. That's turn time, and a lot of people hang heavily on it. Because turn time moves on a long shot are one of the vital reasons a long shot will pay off. So if they just use turn time, they won't win as much, but when they do win, they'll get big payoffs. And some people are oriented to that. They can stand a lot of losses if they get a big payoff for one win. It all depends on your... Now we get to the uniqueness of energy. So, and what we call the various. And down here we'll put EXTC. Thanks to... you got to remember, when you read the follow-up, read it in sequence. Don't go back to issue number 3 and say Dick Smith said this in issue number 3. You'll find it in issue number 10. He's altered his thinking. He used to think the EXTC was just on there as an experiment or something. It was not really a part of the method, but it's a vital part. The various has EMUV, SMUV, and you know what that means. Sustained matchup variegate, early matchup variegate, and then the most vital of all, the UXR. If all races were run as mathematical entities, if the horses were all machines, and the tracks were all of the same running surface, then the low UXR, you just have to have this readout, and your low UXR, because you remember this is either auto-adjust, it tells you whether you've auto-adjusted or manually. One of these adjustments would produce the winner 90% of the time if they were machines and if all tracks were laid out exactly the same and as if there were no form deficiencies and the horse decided he didn't want to run today, but it's still pretty good. In every one of these, low is best. In every one of these, the least deficiency between EMUV and SMUV is best. That's reflected in the UXR. But you have to say to yourself, this horse is zero here, and he's 0.49 here. He ends up with a 49. Well, this deficiency, depending on the variegate, may be too much for that lower number to be able to withstand. That's why you can model your UXR by track. When the track is, you have them in the 20s. So you would say that in this race, or this way it read, that you would bet these would be your best energy horses, your best win energy horses. And you would say your best counter energy horse would either be this one or this one, depending on what your EXTC and the Paragon says. So you look for the low numbers here, and you don't overlook them. We had a fellow call from Florida, and Calder was running so early, had such an early bias in this period, that the variegate was almost always wrong. It would predict sustained or sustained pressure, and the early was so tremendously biased that it would overcome the profitability, the predictability of the variegate. So he said, what do I do? I said, look at your UXR. What is your UXR doing? It should be the low UXR horses. And then look at your EXTC, your early EXTC. And you have your late. I'm trying to chew gum at the same time. And you've got numbers. Now, below that, you have also a set of deficiency numbers, like these. The higher the number, the more deficiency. So this horse has a total... Yes, sir?
send the UXRs, and I notice on some of the reports, people rank the horse as to whether it's first low UXR, second low, or is it a number more meaningful to you?
For your reports,
yeah.
What do we have? But for you, the numbers should be very significant. I'll tell you what. What you'd like to see, now you have to, this is something I reiterate, you want to see at your track. It might, the whole nation may be one way, and you might be at a track where it's the opposite, and you can't go in with the nation. Well, they're winning out there with it, but I can't win here with it, so you adapt to what is winning at your track. But when you see, if the horse has two zeros here, and he has, a horrible deficiency in the third. It goes like one, two, three. Then you've got to say, hey, two zeros are not as good in this horse because he has such a tremendous. And you can see what a tremendous win. He gets 5, 6, 7, 14. Just look at your readouts and it'll tell you what's acceptable. But generally speaking, let's change this to 0.20, whatever, just any number. And this one has a zero in the second, and this one has a zero in the third. Your 3-0 horses, overall, by handicappers who don't put in false horses, are winning exactas in excess of 55% of the time. They become an aspect of the 55% solution. Now, we won 70% yesterday. 55 is very good, so if you get 75% exotics, we lost two exotics in 11 races yesterday. So whatever that is, nine of them. One of, they did not have them in two races, or was it three?
That's something in everything.
Well, we're talking about Quinellas here. I think we...
Were you betting Quinellas or Exactor in every
race? We're betting...
Were you betting your top two horses, or were you boxing?
Oh, you never bet your top two horses. No, we were boxing three box.
You're boxing three horses.
And we're taking the three with the least deficiencies.
Whatever you have today, they'll change it tomorrow, so it doesn't make any
difference. I've got to see that for myself, but I'll take your word for it until I see it for myself. The ones with the least deficiency, I didn't go whether they're running early or late yesterday, but apparently the Varigut worked, because the people who were using their computers, how was the Varigut yesterday, Dick?
I'm sorry,
what? How was the Varigut working yesterday?
Quite well.
So, in other words,
I can't give you a statistic. I can look if you want.
If the program overcomes the difficulty or the change or the alteration as you perceive it as a handicapper there, then it's consistent. The track's inconsistent, but the deviation factor is not inconsistent. That's almost always true. If the higher the deviation, less the chances of the horse.